Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm so pleased that you're here, and welcome to all of the new subscribers, and thank you so much to everybody that's pushed play on another episode. I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for being here. I also, just before we begin, I want to say thank you so much to the people who listen to the episodes and take notes, and to the people who listen to the episodes and then want to talk about it in our group. It makes me so happy. I mean, as I've mentioned before, when I record these podcasts, it's just me in the study, you know, with Gabe. I can't actually see anybody. And so to see you talking about what we share and to actually have conversations with, you know, my coaching and my mentoring and supervision clients, you know, like one of the ladies I was talking to this morning, she started talking to me and she'd integrated the learning of the four levels of consciousness, and she'd done it in such a way that it was second nature to her to be able to refer to them in her own reflections of how she's showing up in her practice and what she's experiencing there. And I have to say, it just makes my heart so happy to hear that so many of you are implementing things. Look, I was born for this. It's just the best feeling ever. So thank you for everything that you do and share. Okay, so I did promise you that today's episode would be part two for the quantum leaping. So you notice we didn't have an episode on Saturday. That's because I just thought it might be a good idea for those of you who were going to prepare for quantum jumping and to really get ready for it, to give you that time to integrate what we'd gone over in the last episode. So we're going to build on that today, which is super fun. And the reason why I'm so excited about it is because this can actually get you super fast results. And you know what? It's not really anything to do with processes and structure. You know, this is really about feminine energy. It's around trusting, dreaming, visualizing, visioning, how you connect with yourself, how you connect with energy, how you connect with the universe. It's about tuning in, all of those sorts of beautiful things. So for those of you who are more dominant in their practice in feminine energy, quantum leaping is absolutely something that you're going to find so easy and so effective and so powerful. And for those of you who tend to operate more in the masculine like me, then you will absolutely find value in this, because you like to learn and you like knowledge and you like roadmaps and you really like to get results. And so you're going to be satisfied, as I am, on those levels when it comes to implementing quantum jumping, or quantum leaping. So this is something that, I just love it so much. And yeah, I'm going to stop talking now. All right. So the next thing that we want to do is just make sure that that intention that we've set for ourselves with the quantum leap is a powerful one, okay? It has to be super powerful, you know? This means that there has to be a reason behind it. There has to be a big why behind it. So, for example, if you're going to say, I don't know, we all want different things, but just by way of example, let's say you want to have your very first $10,000 month, all right? And you've set the intention to experience your very first $10,000 month. That's not a powerful intention unless you can articulate why. So ask yourself, why is it important to me to have this $10,000 a month? What will I be able to do that I can't do now? What will I be able to experience that I can't experience now? Really tap into why this is important to you. Okay, so when I in my business am looking at 50k months, let me tell you this as well. It took me, well, it feels like ages to get to 50k months, but in all honesty, it's probably been, well, hey, I've just realized something. It's been a year that I haven't been registered as a psychologist. So that's how long it's taken me to get to 50 grand months. But at the same time, you have to remember, I've got a lot of years. I've got 25 years experience in private practice behind me. And I wasn't coming in completely cold. If I had been, maybe, who knows, it could have taken a little bit longer. But I mean, it was like doing this in this new business model that I've got. I think it started at something like 5K and then it built each month. And so when I say I want to have a 50K month, that feels very big, but I also don't feel connected to that until I've got a why. And so the why for me is, well, when I have a $50,000 month, it allows me to do all these amazing things that I love doing. For example, there's a farm gate near me. It's called Benton's Rise Farm. And they do online delivery, right? And always in the past, it was a real treat to ever go and get something from Benton's because it's kind of pricey. And so I would always go down to Safeways or Woolies or something like that, and I'd get all my produce, right? And oh my gosh, this is how naive I was. One day I'd saved up some money and I really had it in my mind that I wanted to get some apples and tomatoes and things like that from Benton's. So I went to Benton's and I was there and I was looking and I couldn't find tomatoes, and the farmer came over to me and asked what I was looking for, and I said tomatoes. Then he got kind of grumpy with me and he said, it's not tomato season. If you want tomatoes, go to Coles or Woolies. And it was kind of in that moment that I had this, oh my gosh, I haven't been eating seasonally. And all of a sudden it became really important in that moment for me to eat seasonal produce. So that was a couple of years ago. So I've been eating seasonal foods ever since. I don't get where I can avoid it. I don't get fruit and vegetables from the supermarket anymore. I used to like to go to the Sunday markets and things like that. Anyway, so with Benton's Rise, as I said, it was always a bit pricey. And so whenever I used to get something from there, it was a real treat and it felt like a real extravagance. But now it's me and it's Gabe and I'm caring for my mum. Of course I want us to eat the best food ever. And I know the difference now between the quality of farm gate food and what I get at, you know, big chain supermarkets. I can taste the difference. And I swear that food has a vibration, and I honestly, hand on heart, swear that the vibration of the food, the capsicum and the tomato and the apple and everything, it's just what makes you just so happy when you eat it, you know? And so I want to be able to do that. But at the same time, so I just put in a grocery order today. You won't believe this. It was just produce, like some fruit, some vegetables, some bread, some jam, eggs, milk, stuff like that. It was like $300. And in the past, you know, I would have freaked out. Like, that's more than my weekly grocery budget was. But now it's become, this is how I want to live. And so that's just giving you one example. Of course, there are other examples I can give you. But for me, a 50K month is important because it allows me to do things like that and make that my new normal. Like, I now every week I order my produce and my bread and my dairy and all of that sort of stuff from Benton's Rice Farm in, where is it, Mount Eliza, Muriduck? I think it's Mount Eliza. No, Muriduck. Anyway, and that's my new normal. But you know what? In order for me to get to this new normal, of course I had to have a mindset shift. So that's what I'm helping you with this quantum leap. So understand what your why is. And if you want, take it further than that. So an example of that would be, if I'm using myself, why is it important to have the 50K month? Well, it's important because I want to eat the best fresh fruit and vegetables ever. And why is that important to me? Well, that's important to me because it's going to make me feel healthy. And why is that important to me? Well, when I'm healthy, I can be a better person. Like I can be a better daughter, mother to my dog, coach to my clients, all that sort of stuff. I'm more alert. I sleep better. I stress less. I recover more quickly, you know, and who wouldn't want that? And what becomes available to me when I'm that person, when I'm that version of myself? Well, what becomes available to me is that I get to occupy a space that allows me to hold a cleaner space for the people that want to work with me. And that's so important because then that helps me deepen my connections, and that comes back to my big why with my work. So do you see what I mean? You can take this down as deep as you like, but that's what makes an intention powerful. So know your why, okay? The other thing to understand too is that when we are manifesting and when we are creating things, we never create from circumstance. We create from who we are, who we're being, and our energy. And that's feminine, right? That feminine energy about being creative, because that's where we receive as well. Yep. So you want to start doing things that are going to put you in a place of being a vibrational match for whatever it is that you want to be calling in, okay? And you're never, ever, ever going to get the same results as the person next to you when you use these strategies or when you use any strategy. And the reason for that is because of your energy. You have your very own unique energetic signature, your very own unique genetic blueprint, unlike anybody else's. And that's part of what can explain why, you know, maybe you see, I love Bake Off, right? I love Great British Bake Off. And they give everybody, you know, 12 contestants the same recipe. And do you know what? They've all got to make the exact 24, you know, buns all looking exactly the same, et cetera, et cetera. And then the 12 contestants bring their 24 identical buns all up to the counter to be judged. And none of them look the same from contestant to contestant. And the reason for that is because they see it differently. They interpret it differently. They understand it differently. They bring a different energy to it. And it's the same when you're trying to manifest, not just in life, but for your private practice too. And the next step to that quantum leap is understanding, okay, this is where I am now. This is the version of me now. And I'm clear about where I want to be and who I want to be. I'm clear about that version. So how do I close the gap? How do I bridge these two? So we're at a place of bridging. And the quickest way to bridge the gap from where you are now to where you want to be is to start embodying that version of you now. Because guess what? In the world of potentials, as Joe Dispenza would say, it already exists. That version of you already exists out there. So all we're doing is we're just starting to embody her energy now. And the more you start to embody her energy, the more of it you'll begin to embody just very naturally and very organically. But it takes intention at the beginning. And that means you need to be very, very conscious of who you're being and how you're showing up. And there are ways that you can shorten this bridge so that you get to where you want to be much, much quicker. For example, think about the first thing that you do when you go to work. Okay. So for me, after I set an intention and, you know, do a journal and look at my mantras and read my prompts and things like that, the very first thing that I'll do is I will jump into Facebook because I want to catch up with my clients. I want to catch up with my groups. I want to be helpful to people who are needing help. So I go looking for people who might need a bit of support at the moment, you know, and that's people who've asked a question, you know, 3 or 4 days ago and it hasn't been answered yet. If I see that, I want to be the person who goes and helps them out, right? So I'll go and do that. But it wasn't always like that. I had to start to think, okay, how does that $50,000 a month version of me, you know, respond to messages? How does that $50,000 a month version of me start her day? How does that $50,000 a month version of me prepare for the next day? You know, how does she dress? What does she put a bit of lip gloss on before she gets on the camera? Does she make sure she looks professional? Like, starting to really think about what you did in the first exercise, really thinking about all the details you can about that version of her, and look for ones that you can start to incorporate and integrate right now. And the more often, the more frequently, and the more intentionally you do that, the much quicker you are going to see the results, okay? And you can use it for anything. Think about even, you know, every day we reply to emails, right? Now, as you know, I check my email once a day. I want to be on top of my emails. I want to be in control of them, not the other way around. I used to, you know, be that woman that had all her tabs open on the computer at once, and email was one of them. And I found it such a distraction, kind of like a ringing phone, you know, like you watch a movie and it's at this really tense place and then somebody's phone will ring and they stop to answer the phone. I felt like having my email open and seeing, you know, oh, a new message has landed in my inbox, that used to take me away from being present. That used to divert my attention away from what I was doing and get me stuck on something else. And it would keep me feeling very busy but not productive. So how I overcame that for me was I asked myself, you know, I am that woman who's receiving $50,000 a month into her business. How do I handle my emails? Do I have my email open and be responsive to it, you know, for the whole day? And the answer was no, you check it once a day. So that's what I do. So now I usually check my emails around lunchtime. That's it. Just check them once. All my clients know that if there's an emergency, they can contact me on Voxer or Messenger. Okay, if they need a quick turnaround on something. So that's what they do. So I trust that if they're happy to wait 24 hours, they'll send me an email. If not, if they need something from me quicker, they know what to do. I think about how I used to work through my lunch break. I never even used to take a lunch break. I used to book clients through my lunch break and take my break when I had a no-show or a cancellation. But when I think, okay, how does a version of me that receives $50,000 into the practice each month handle her lunch? Like, what does she do? And I was like, well, she takes an hour for lunch because she earns a 50K a month. So when I had that realization, I thought, I'm going to do that now. So I went into my diary and I blocked off, you know, all my 12 o'clock appointments. So now I have from 12 to 1 booked out. When it was time for me to really look at new ways of doing old things, because here's the other thing, I'm just going to digress, but it's helpful. Business growth happens in the shape of a letter S, okay? Imagine a letter S that's been squashed down a little bit. So it's like kind of a flattish, more like a Z perhaps than an S. But anyway, when you first start your business, that's at the bottom of the S, right? So it's quite sort of flat. And then it starts to curve up a little bit. That's called the infancy stage of your private practice. Okay. This is called the S model, in case you haven't heard of it before. But that's called the infancy stage of your business or your practice. And that's when you are registering the business name, organizing your logo, making up your flyers, doing your website, It's a hive of activity. You go through these swings and roundabouts of emotion, from being really excited and elated and inspired to very flat, because you have pockets of time when you realize you don't know things and you get stuck and all of that sort of stuff. But anyway, it's usually quite an energetic time because it's a setup phase. There's so much happening that you're trying to put in place and get settled. And that can take a little bit of time. It's different for everybody. And then as we sort of start to work our way up to the middle part of the S, that's where we've got our big growth period in the business. And that's where boom, the diary explodes. And all of a sudden we've gone from how on earth am I going to get four clients a week to, oh, heck, I'm going to have to leave my paid paid employment and do this full time. Or do you know what I mean? So there's all this growth. And maybe you're thinking, do I have to have a wait list? Do I need contractors or subcontractors, or do I need to hire staff, or what do I want to do here? And so you have this big growth spurt in the business, and that can last, you know, a period of time as well. And then after that, we get to the top of the S, where things start to, you know, come down, things start to stabilize. Yeah. And almost for many of us, that stabilization period is very calming at the beginning, because it's like, oh, relief, some of the pressure is off. But then when we stay in that place of stabilization for a little while, that's when we can plateau. Yeah, that's where a plateau looks like you're not getting any progress anymore, and you don't know why. So maybe it's, you know, you want to make more money, but it's not coming in. Maybe instead of you having your first 10K month, you know, you're now constantly having 10K months. You really want to get a 20K month, but it's just not happening for whatever reason. You get stuck. So you keep doing all of the things that you did before that caused that initial rapid growth in the business, but they don't work because you've already been there and done that. You need new tools now, right? And so then what happens is, from that plateau, we start the infancy stage again, and then we go up to rapid growth, and then stabilization. So that new growth for you might look like letting some things go, like I now don't enroll people into mentoring or supervision. I'm finishing with my current mentees and supervisees, but I am letting go of the mentoring and the supervision, and that now allows me to focus on the growth of the coaching and on this other program that I'm doing, you know, Grow Diary, to help people find referrals for their practice, the right referrals for their practice. So that's what my business now is, back in that infancy stage of being very exciting, mapping out new things, creating new things, planning new things, da, 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 da. Then there's going to be the rapid growth, and then it's going to stabilize. So this is what happens. You really want to think about as many times in the day as you possibly can, start asking yourself, how does that version of me that has a fully booked diary, or whatever it was that you want to manifest, that you want to bring into your reality now, ask yourself, what does that version of me do? Right? And start applying that logic to all the things that you're currently doing in your private practice. Another example, if you are currently posting on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn and TikTok and all of those sorts of things, and there's a version of you that you're calling in now, like you're trying to embody now that version of you that's making her first 10K in private practice, ask yourself, how does she market the business? What's she doing? Is she all over everything? And the answer is probably going to be no. And just ask, where is she and how is she showing up? And allow yourself to not only receive that guidance, but implement it. Because that's what your inner guidance is all about. And you'll know if you're on the right track because it will just feel right. You'll know if you're not on the right track because it won't feel right. Something will feel off. In which case, probably ego's come into it a little bit and is panicking and saying, oh no, but that's not how everybody else is doing it. That's okay. You just want to trust that. And of course, there's a third and a fourth stage to finalize the quantum leap, but I don't want to go into it on this episode because it might not be everybody's cup of tea. But if it's something that is your cup of tea and you'd like to know more about it, please let me know. Either send me an email or use the calendar below and just book half an hour with me, and we can absolutely finish off steps 3 and 4 together, so that you can use this really, 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 really powerful tool to help you close the gap, collapse time, and manifest all these amazing things that you want in your practice. Because as I said, they're already there. this is just a matter of you becoming a match to them, okay? And there's a big difference between current you and that version of you that you're beginning to become now, right? It's happening. Don't use words like, I want to be her, I want 10K, I want, because when you do that, remember, you're telling the universe you don't have it and it's a lack mindset, all right? We don't want to do that because then you're going to manifest lack. Act as if it's already happening, okay? Now, I love this so much. And I hope that you have loved it so much too. If there's anything I can do to support you with this, don't hesitate to let me know. And I just want to say before I finish, thank you so much again for listening to another episode of the podcast. You guys are the absolute best. And I just love you so much. All right, have a beautiful day and I'll talk to you on Saturday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.